Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday the 23rd of November, and we're in the home straight. And finally, Gary, the good weather is here.
Good weather Blimey. Is here. We needed some sunshine, didn't we, sunshine?
It's over all of that, turn the heating on, turn the heating off. Is it hot? Is it cold? What should we do? What do I wear? Do I wear a white singlet underneath this magnificent outfit, or do I wear an overcoat? It was just doing my head in, Gary.
Do you think a lot about what you're going to wear when, depending on the weather? Is it like you have a winter suit, your summer suit?
Gary, yeah. I walk in robe is designed by seasons. So I've got summer, autumn, winter, spring. And I've got now I've got a little button on the wall, and you know how when you go into the dry cleaner,
and you give them the ticket,
yeah. And this thing comes right round. Yep. I've got one of those now.
And my walk-in robe's just designing piles, Phil. I just look under piles, like, oh, that looks like it'll be okay. I dust it off, and yep. off we go. So we're probably a little bit different.
Well, it shows,
Garrett. Different in that respect. But I'm good with it.
You're at peace with yourself.
I am, and it's very important to be on good terms with yourself, Philip. And if your robe working in that way, in that very, very orderly, almost obsessive, sort of almost sickly obsessive way, makes you happy, then who am I to get in your way?
Gary, when you've got the sort of conditions that I have, it's really important to have everything under control.
What conditions?
I'm sure that there's a number of our clients who are OCD, a bit like myself, that are watching this show going, you know what, I can relate to that guy. I can relate. If everything's nicely organised, then life is just that little bit more simple.
What was the name of that film? There was a movie, and she was in, I think, Jennifer Lopez, and it was like this guy had everything perfectly organised. He was like basically a killer. It was basically an axe murderer, like killer, psycho sort of thing. But everything was orderly and everything was perfect, but then he was kind of a bit... Anyway, let's hope that
do you know what,
killer
Gary,
within you
when,
doesn't come
when
out.
When I was finally diagnosed as being ADHD, everything in my life made sense.
Is that right?
Yeah. So sometimes it's just this: the only thing that separates you from being who you are and life unwrapping and unfolding is just a good diagnosis. So if you haven't had a good diagnosis lately, viewers... go and get yourself diagnosed.
This is a real estate show, Phil, and look, we've been doing it for a long time. But
it's good to be in touch with your feelings, Gary.
It's good to be in touch with the feelings. It's good to be in touch with your history and your past, Phil. We've got a bit of nostalgia here because we've got a bit of footage from the past. We're going back, Phil, way back many years to Regent Street, Old Street, when you did this auction, and I don't know how you found this footage, but there's crazy things coming at us, actually. Let's just have a little bit of look at this footage. Hopefully it's not too grainy. It could be black and white, Phil. It was at the time where people used to record things like that.
Tell me, is there a car coming around the corner with a whole lot of old policemen hanging
that's
off?
That's right, yeah, with their canes, swinging their canes around. But no, this was a long, long time ago. But let's have a little look at this footage anyway, shall we, Phil?
We have another cut in interest rates next week. Demand for properties around Melbourne is at an all-time high. But is it a good time to sell? The Age's real estate editor, Anthony Catalano, is on the trail.
The market is absolutely on fire. Redder than red hot could possibly be. And I want you to understand...
Weekend auctions across Melbourne suggest that buyers are out en masse.
Anthony, we can't get enough properties at the moment. We had 5 bidders on that, and I reckon for every auction we're holding this weekend, there'll be 3, 4, 5, 6 bidders.
At $388,500, going, gone, ladies and gentlemen. Please congratulate the new owners.
A great result. Now investors should be over the moon.
Gary, you've got to love a bit of old archival footage, and the one thing that does tell us is that real estate hasn't changed, but... time hasn't been kind to you.
No, nor yourself, Phil. We were young, virile real estate legends in those days. Phil, real estate men on the way up, young men, young, strong, strapping real estate lads, and now we've become crusty old real estate principals. But I've got to say, Phil, also, and not only that, if you're going to get melancholy now and go back a little bit...
I don't think any of the viewers were melancholy. They're just sitting there in shock.
Just saying, get on with the marketplace report. How about this image, Phil, from when we first opened up? Large enough to be professional, small enough to care, and nothing's really changed. And Adam, our head of marketing, he found this old article somewhere around, and there we are, Phil, looking very dapper, very, very snappy. You know, didn't have any great grey in my hair.
The hairstyles were a bit buffonty, weren't they?
A bit buffontish. And of course, I didn't have any grey. I hadn't worked with you long enough to get the grey hair at that stage.
And you'd only had one chin in that photograph.
I only had one chin, and you hadn't had any surgery at that time. You hadn't had any Botox. It was before all of those times. So you were actually, you know, looked your natural self. And I think that, you know, that was a very different person.
I'm a great believer in scientific advancements, Gary, and if you don't take advantage of the medical procedures that are around now that can help one look one's best, you're really not keeping pace with the new world.
It's kind of when you look back on Joan Rivers, like you now and you this, like what Joan Rivers became, God bless her, before she passed away, to what she was as a young person. Maybe we've got some images
and
of that.
It's a good comparable.
Speaking of
Joan Rivers, I can't ever stop thinking about Joan Rivers without thinking about The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. If you haven't watched it, viewers, probably as a result of COVID, when we reflect back on the Netflix that we watch, the Disney, the Binge, the Stan, you name it, I subscribe to them all. But when I do look back, Gary, of all of the things that I watched across COVID and lockdown, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was right up there with the best. Did you ever watch it?
I haven't watched it yet. I've been recommended a few people. This is a real estate show. We will talk about it. We'll say it in a second. But I do, I do want to see that because I've heard it's good. Hey, by the way, Phil.
Yes.
A bit of a hey Phil moment here. We did say last week, if you've got any suggestions, any new lines, I think we're looking for some new scripts and new lines. And Andrew's written in, and we're going to get some gold class tickets off to you, Andrew. A few never heard before lines.
Here we are. I think this is Andrew having a crack just quietly.
The kitchen is the epicenter of every home. Now, there's something you can put into your into your scripts, Phil. When you go and watch one of Phil's videos, next time he says the kitchen is the epicenter of every home, which he's never said before, that's one for Andrew. I'm excited about this property. Now, that's a good line. You could try that one as well, Phil.
Genuinely excited about all of the properties that we have for sale. Gary, it doesn't matter if it's a one-bedroom bedsit overlooking Dandenong Road or it's a massive mansion in Howard Road. If you entrust me with your valuable asset, I will go above and beyond every time.
Okay, finished there.
Yep.
Feeding the chooks. And then lastly, we go to this line, Phil. As the famous author Mark Twain once said, buy land, they're not making any more of it. There's a line
well,
you can
Andrew,
use.
You know, if you there's got to, if you got to quote me back, it's not buy land, it is. As the famous Mark Twain, As the famous American novelist Mark Twain said many years ago, invest in land, they're not making any more of it.
Okay, very good. Thanks,
Mind
Andrew.
You, I did release, Andrew, a new line on the weekend, and I've got to tell you, there was about 100 people in the crowd.
Oh, no, that was, don't repeat that here.
No, I'm going to, because
don't.
I want some,
it will get us
I
in trouble.
Want some viewer feedback.
No,
I want some viewer feedback
here. We're not going to have any clients.
Gary, I want some viewer feedback because there's a crowd. We're auctioning in the back garden. The beautiful Sunday afternoon. Yeah. A lot of people. Everyone was jovial, was in a good mood. We had multiple bidders. There was a real chemistry and energy. And then the highest bidder, the fellow that was holding the bid at the time, was texting. And I'm looking right at him and he's holding the bid. And I said, sir, are you texting or are you just a test cricketer?
Yeah, that was not
Gary, the crowd gave me mixed response.
Oh, tell you what. Talk about polarizing.
Mixed response. There was half the crowd that laughed, and then the other crowd, there was kind of this,
I
skating too thin, viewers?
And I've got to say, Phil, that I happened to play cards on the same evening in a poker game with Shane Warne, who I'm not sure if he won, but I'm glad that he was in the crowd because I think he's had a few comments to say that, like, leave the guy alone. And I didn't even know what it was about because it wasn't in the racing section. I didn't even know what it was about, Phil, because, as you know, I don't read that much of the newspaper.
I'm not particularly interested in cricket, but I do make sure that I read all parts of the newspaper so I can have intelligent conversations with all of our different clients, because we have a very wide variety of clients. And, Gary, it's important to be able to converse with all of them. Be on their level, Gary.
Yeah, no, I don't think that comment got you on their level. I think that that comment just got people upset, Phil.
It did make the crowd. Yeah. Like, the crowd was, you could just see the crowd going, I think it's too early.
Yeah. And as I left, Phil, I think there was some clue when I said, thanks for coming, and they looked the other way. One of them stood on my foot, another one spat at me. So I don't think it went down well. Can we talk about real estate, Phil? Because we had a big weekend. What was our clearance rate on the weekend? What was our percentage?
Our clearance rate was 82%. The industry industry came in with 70%. So, again, viewers, Gary Pirin Associates has smashed the industry clearance rate, doing what we do, which is setting high standards.
Now, interesting what's going on, Phil. A big percentage of property sold before auction. So that's a combination of different things that are going on in the market. There are buyers stepping up to the plate saying, I want this now. And they're putting offers in that the vendors are saying, look, I guess we just got to, you know, and we're saying, I guess you've got to take it. So that's often the case at the moment then, Phil, you know, and there's a few people that are stepping up. So 40% selling before auction last week. That's the biggest percentage of pre-auction sales ever. Make of it what you will.
So viewers, just to pick up on our theme from last week, there is no question that the market is now entering what we call the plateau stage. We're seeing prices now plateau at a very high level.
Yes.
We're not predicting that they're going to do anything other than plateau and slightly rise next year. So if you haven't bought anything, if you don't buy soon, you will be paying a bit more next year, and there will still be some standout auctions, Gary, where the price just goes ballistic.
Now, there are some highs, Phil, you know, in the market. So land
still, I think, will still go well. The blank canvas.
The blank canvas
land. For which you can paint upon your dreams.
Beautifully said, Phil. So there are some...
Andrew?
And then there are some... That's another one for Andrew to have. Then there are other properties like some of the new townhouses, like Park Crescent on Saturday morning.
Gary,
that was a thumper.
To use the James Byer advocate's expression, that was a volcano.
A volcano,
viewers, is where the price erupts with multiple bidders. Is the price disclosed or undisclosed?
Yeah, it is. It is actually disclosed, Philip. It's $2,310,000.
So, viewers, vendor was a seller around the $2 million mark, which does sit within our quote range.
Yep.
Anyway, well, literally, there was just this fight, essentially. A very civilised fight between a number of bidders where it just jumped up very quickly under, I don't mind saying, my skillful tutelage. Where we did sell skillful tutelage, Andrew, new material.
And you saw Joe the doctor, he was walking around the park.
Correct.
And Joe said to me, and I couldn't believe it, said to me a Saturday, because Joe's a smart guy. They're always kind of concerns and almost disturbs me, Phil, when smart people go, I like watching your show every week, and you worry about them because you think, you know, this is a person that's performing operations and surgery and making life-saving recommendations, and he watches this show. And I thought, Joe, you're just too good to be watching the show, but he does. He watches
a lot of people watch the show, Gary, though, just to feel good about themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway,
we'll do that. Yeah.
Getting back to the volcano in Park Crescent.
My mother would have liked me to be a doctor. You know that, Phil?
She would have liked you to be a number of things, Gary, of which you never ever achieved.
No, I've got an aunt that was a doctor.
She wanted.
No, or my father.
Bless her.
I was a bit of a disappointment to the family.
$2,310,000. An excellent result, and a shout out to our developer there who did the most beautiful. Result.
So you sort of steered me away, as you just so often do, Phil. But I was saying that there's highs, which is like that, you know, in terms of high, I don't know if it's a high price or high interest.
Then there's
plateaus, you know, some properties plateaued out.
Yes.
And then there's stuff, I wouldn't call it low, but there's some stuff that, you know, like some of the apartments are a bit tough. Some apartments, not all of them. Some have got a bit slower and they're a little bit less competition. Let me put it that way.
I think if I was to summarise what you're trying to say, Gary, if there is an area of the market which is not subject to euphoria of...
You wouldn't say low. You could say low.
Exactly. Not subject to the same euphoria. I think generic apartments, and the question is, what is a generic apartment? There are many apartments on the marketplace, and if there's not a standout feature like a courtyard garden or an extra-sized terrace
or
a big lounge dining room, it's just a generic apartment where a buyer could say, you know what, I'll buy that one. Or I'll buy this one.
That's right.
Or I'll buy that one.
Yeah.
Then those ones are probably not performing in accordance with the general market euphoria.
We're talking about highs. We're talking about
market
lows.
Market euphoria, Andrew.
We're talking about highs, lows, and plateaus, Phil. And that's what people want to tune in. They want to get the vibe. They want to know what's happening, Phil.
Yes.
For people that have got the finger on their pulse, or on the pulse, not their pulse. People who've got their fingers on the pulse. And if you can't find them, then watch GPTV and listen to us.
And a quick shout out to Adam that has become a regular viewer. We sold Adam's property on the weekend. Thank you, Adam, again for entrusting us with the sale of your property. And what a great refurbishment you did to it before putting the property on the market. But Adam, shout out to you. Thank you for your business and thank you for being a delightful vendor from start to finish.
And as a buyer, if you want to buy before auction, step up to the plate because people are doing it and they're getting good results. Anyway, Phil, that was the
story.
And
just for the viewers, step up to the plate is a baseball term.
Yep.
So, you know, we often talk about stepping up to the plate and a lot of people have said, What is it? Is it a smorgasbord? Yeah. Is it all you can eat? Stepping up to the plate? No, it's a baseball term, an American baseball term, where you step up to the plate to take your batting to
take your shot.
To bat.
When's the last time you had a smorgasbord? You know, see, I love a good smorgasbord. What about you? How do you feel about a smorgasbord?
So I can tell you, Gary, the concept of a smorgasbord. Yep. For me, I think it is repulsive.
I've been with him to beautiful hotels at breakfasts, and I look and go, everything's there. Like, you start piling things on. I'm so excited.
So you come back with a plate.
I love it.
That you almost
pile
need,
it up.
You almost need security to carry that.
Well, you
plate
don't need security, but there are sometimes extra people working there that will help you and do a second plate.
Smorgasbords, repulsive, Gary. People overeat. They've got eyes that are bigger than their stomachs. Yep. They eat so much stuff. It's just wrong.
Love
your stomach, just so you know, Gary, your stomach is actually the size of your fist.
And when your fist or mine?
No, you've got a bigger fist because you've got a much bigger stomach. but this is true. Your stomach is no bigger than your fist. Yep. And therefore, you should never eat any more food than the size of your fist. So
not one mouthful, you mean? Too many one mouthful. Can we move on?
Australia, stop overeating.
Love twisties, I've got to say.
You know what? I went for dinner last night in Chapel Street, which is
where'd you go?
To one of our favourite restaurants, which is Tokyo Tina, where it's east meets west, of course, Asian fusion with a Japanese spin to it. Beautiful, beautiful feed and great vibe. After that, we walked down to, not Messina, but the other one in Chapel Street, the other ice cream shop.
The one on the corner.
Pippa
de Peppo, is it?
Yeah,
Pippa de Peppo. Pippa de Peppo.
Whatever it is.
Pippa de Peppo.
Anyway, I think I'm going to have, I tried a few ice creams, and I said, I'm going to have the chocolate on the bottom, and I'm going to have, wait for this, passion fruit pavlova on the top. Well, they give me a cone, I kid you not, where like the chocolate's that big and also that big for like it's stacked on here.
Well, you wanted it.
That and I thought it's just disgusting.
Well, what do you think? It's an ice cream place, but it's not a health food store.
Give us half the amount. Australians, Americans, two of the most obese nations now on the planet. We're eating too much. You just don't need to eat that much.
Were they doing sampling? Because last time I was there, they wouldn't let you sample. No, I like to say, look, I'll try that.
And then you walk out.
Of course, I'm full at that stage. Let's move on. 9 City Avenue, Malvern Eastville, another great auction. You had some fun there, didn't you?
I did. It was really, we had three really lovely families bidding for that.
Malvern East.
Malvern East, opposite the park.
We love Malvern East.
Garden, swimming pool.
Selling heaps there.
Sold under $4 million.
Yeah, it's disclosed, Phil.
$3,672,000. $3,672,000.
Yeah. I mean, sold under $4 million. Like, sell something for $300,000, be under $4 million. Where's the deal? I'm in the sales business, Gary. Sold over $200,000.
See, a less enthusiastic salesperson would have said, "Oh, we sold it just over 3.5."
Yeah.
But I say, "No, we sold it just under four."
Well, it was under 5 as well. You could say sold on 10 million.
Just under 10 million.
Yeah, anyway, well done with that competitive auction. 19 Lewis Street, Ormond, good on Graham Callan, who auctioned that. Lots of competition for that property.
Brought the bus home on that one, didn't he?
Sold for $2,100,000, and that's what you have to pay in Ormond to get something good there.
Incredible.
Ormond's a great site. I love Ormond, you know. We've got a little circle of offices around Ormond between Caulfield, St Kilda, Bayside, Murrumbina, Bentley and Carnegie.
Gary, I tell you.
Coming to get you, Ormond.
Carnegie, Murrumbina, Bentley, Ormond, McKinnon, Hughesdale, Murrumbina.
Yep.
Viewers, if you haven't explored that, and it's quite a large space, of course, but if you haven't explored that area, and pushing into Oakley, we love that area. Great place to invest.
Looks like you're having some fun in the other Ormond auction too, Phil, that you did in North Road.
North Road, yeah, lovely. Lovely North family Road. That we sold that
yeah,
for.
Yeah, they've been in the family for a long time.
Corner of North Road and that street, which I have just gone out of my mind, but no doubt you'll pick it up, although your reticence in coming forward means you don't know it.
Or you're
just letting me sink here. But on the corner, townhouse, a permit for two townhouses on that site. Well done to Ben, Eisner and Jan for that sale. Did a great job.
Well done to you for the auction and well done to Leon and Ben, Eisner in Murray Street, Caulfield. Price is undisclosed, but interesting story, interesting situation. There was an offer just before the auction.
Yes.
The gap was very
small.
A couple of days. And the gap for that offer to buy that house was very small. The buyer said, nope, not coming up in price, not going to pay that price. That's it. No, I refuse to. I just won't. You can't force me to it. I won't do it. So that on that basis, it went to auction, and that person missed out on it, Philip, and it was an extra $130,000, $140,000.
Gary, so your ability to drag out this show and make it longer than it is necessary, you do it all the time.
No, you're doing that now.
So can we just this weekend's auctions, please?
Okay, anyway, unfortunately for that buyer, maybe a GPTV watcher, we'll find you something else, but that's what happens. 34 Fitzgibbon, Chris, Phil, last auction to review. Got to say also, does it happen to you as an auctioneer where, you know, you hear, look, there's good interest, it's going to go well, there's buyers for this property, and then just nothing happens, and you kind of start thinking, is it me? Is there something wrong here? Am I seeing this all wrong? And Fitzgibbon Crescent, like at 1-8, just stopped, like there's nothing. No one, nothing. So I couldn't get passed in. I was just, is there a bid? Yeah, please, you know. And then I started getting emotional. No one did anything. Anyway, finally a couple of people bid. And before you know it, boom, off it
became
went.
Became a volcano.
Became a volcano from just a little bit of a rumble, a lightest of rumble, Phil. It went wild and sold for $2,370,000. Been in the same home since 1965, beautiful
Gary,
vendors.
That's in the hands of a skillful auctioneer like yourself, Gary. Uh-huh. You use that silence as an opportunity to recalibrate both your own settings and the purchaser's settings. You create the space for buyers to have the confidence to do something, and that is what a skilled auctioneer allows, creates space.
Silence is the platform for wonderful things to start happening from, Phil. Do you like that?
That's just ordinary. Come on, let's talk.
Okay, let's talk about auctions, Phil. We've got auctions. Yeah. We've got plenty of them.
Leave the wordsmithing to me, Gary.
Fair enough. Let's get into the auctions, Phil, of the weekend. Gee, we've got a beautiful block of apartments in Royal Avenue, Phil. Ooh. We sold that block last week in Lansdowne Road. Never talked about that, but we just knock over. Blocks of apartments like I do schnitzels on a Friday night.
I think we're over 100 now, 100 blocks of apartments Amazing. That we have sold.
This is a beauty. This is a corner site and a great location.
1-8 at 30 Royal Avenue, Glen Huntly. A great opportunity for both an investment or a development opportunity. Love that location. Walking distance to the train station, shops, public transport, the whole thing, parkland. It's a ripper.
And
ripper.
I'm there, Phil. I'm there with you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Austin. Hello,
yes.
Austin.
Gary, pals. Most beautiful house. I mean, check this house out. 5 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, double lock-up garage, swimming pool, everything that opens and shuts. Low-maintenance family living at its absolute finest. And, of course, Hughesdale is a suburb that we just love.
You know, they used to say with the hits, Phil, in the 70s, they used to go, this is a chart hit with a bullet. A bullet, like, it's going to go up.
Yep.
And I reckon Hughesdale is a suburb with a bullet, Phil. It's going to go up.
Okay.
Wingate Street, Bentley East, 6:30 on 25th.
4 bedrooms, Gary, 3 bathrooms, a lock-up garage, everything that opens and shuts there. That is a beautiful home and handled by Leon Guzenfitter.
That's 3 suburbs of auctions midweek, Phil. We are flying on the weekend. We've got a very busy weekend. We must have about 30 auctions or thereabouts, Phil. Let's start reviewing them really quickly. Saturday morning, we've got 4 of them. 10:30 a.m. Jeremy Rosens is in Charlotte Place.
3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. Pretty as a picture, that one, Gary. Beautifully renovated throughout. You've got to love that.
Heart of St Kilda, that one, Phil. You'll be waking up and going straight to Sussex Street, Phil, in Caulfield South. Great
2
auction.
Bedrooms, 1 bathroom, plenty of off-street car parking. Live in it now or contemplate the future as to how you may refurbish or renovate.
Lansdowne Road, St Kilda Reese. That one goes up at 10:30. Graham Callan. Looks like great value.
1 bedroom, 1 bathroom, 1 car space. A good property in a
Simon
good location.
Simon Radolnik. An award-winning auctioneer he is, Philip. He's going to be at 10:30 also in Caulfield South, as you will be, but he's going to be around the corner in Clarinda Street.
562 square metres of land, Gary, with a very, very livable home on it. 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, plenty of off-street car parking.
Triple auction action starts at 11:30, Philip. We're going to be in Burnett Street, St Kilda. Jeremy Rosen's in his hood.
2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 1 car space, great location, walking distance to the very best that St Kilda has to offer.
Mackie Road is a great address, Phil, and of course you've got that fantastic strip of shops there on the corner of Centre Road and Mackie Road where you can go down on Fridays and get your tahini from Tahiti Neri. You get your beautiful falafel and tahini. But let's talk about the property instead, Phil.
Gary, this is the most beautiful home built by Glenville Homes. This is magnificent with 4 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, a double lock-up garage, a swimming pool, everything that opens and shuts, you'd be very proud to call that
That's
home.
That's like the sort of house you'd see in a prestige street in Brighton or Toorak. That
Absolutely.
Really is a spectacular
Absolutely.
Home. Get down to Mackie Road and check out that one. Philip will be there at 11:30. I'm sorry, I can't join him. I've got my own auction on that I'm running with Glenn Bricker in Duke Street, Caulfield South.
Gary, one of the unique selling propositions about this property is not only is it two bedroom, one bathroom, one car space, but it has a massive courtyard garden, and that's exactly what you need to do to buy something out of the ordinary is buy a massive courtyard
garden. Very unique property I'm looking forward to. I've got four auctions at 12:30. Philip, let's go to Satin Street and get off the planet with a great auction.
Gary, this is a great parcel of land together with a beautiful home, two bedrooms, one bathroom, plenty of scope for upgrading that home.
I could walk from Duke Street to Satin Street. It's just
you
around
could.
The corner, Phil. You've got Newland Street at the same time at 12:30, also close by.
Gary, that's a winner. Two bedrooms, one bathrooms and a lock-up garage. Love that property. And again, plenty of land.
Lila Road, Philip, at 12:30. Leo Samuel Auctions, this terrific property.
Gary, what a tremendous property that is, with as many as six bedrooms, two bathrooms, double lock-up garage. That is a fabulous home.
For the second time on Saturday, Philip, we're going to be in Lansdowne Road, St Kilda East. Tell us about this wonderful
Well,
apartment.
This is an updated Art Deco gem, Gary. Two bedrooms, one bathroom and a car space. And of course, part of the Alma Village. You can walk to Dandenong Road, walk to our office, walk to Woolworths, walk everywhere. In fact, why would you bother having a car? Just get yourself a scooter. I'm going to buy a scooter, Gary.
I like a scooter too.
You want me to get you one?
Yeah, maybe we'll get a couple together.
No, I'll get you one.
You get electric ones?
Yeah, electric. Yeah,
let's go.
And viewers, just so you know, get in touch.
Why don't we scooter to Kuta? That'd be fun.
Get in touch with your local member of parliament, because apparently the legislation hasn't caught up with scooters. Do you know that an electric scooter that can go over 11 kilometres an hour is technically illegal? The problem with that, the police are not enforcing it, and so they shouldn't. But the trouble is, if you have an accident, you're not covered under the Transport Accident Commission. So
that's a lot of information about a scooter.
Yeah, I know.
Look, I'm a bit heavier
than
you.
It.
I don't think my scooter's going over 11 miles
well,
per
Gary,
hour.
We will be getting,
drag along
we'll
the bottom
be
there,
getting
yeah.
you one that's been reinforced.
I think it's a good idea, Phil. One at 689 Hawthorne Road is one of our four auctions at 1:30.
Three bedrooms, two bathrooms. That is a beautiful home. Check out the polished timber floorboards, the gorgeous kitchen. Lots to love there.
Leo Samuel in his Carnegie hood is in Shepperton Avenue auctioning this terrific
one
property.
One bedroom, one bathroom, one car space. Love that location.
Hey, Phil, 1:30 p.m. What? This is a really extraordinary property. How often do you get to buy two houses, Phil, that are beautiful period houses on a great block of land, a beautiful parcel
of Elm
Road?
The joy of this property is that they're on separate titles, so you can buy one or you can buy them both. And they're both three bedrooms, and they've both got off-street car parking. They both are fabulous homes.
Let's move off to Bamber Road. Phil, we've got this magnificent clinker brick period home that Simon Radolnik's auctioning.
Two bedrooms, one bathroom, lock-up garage, beautifully refurbished throughout. Gary, love that, and love the look of it too.
Another 2:30 auction, Phil, is in that fantastic suburb called Murrumbina, which
yes,
we love.
Yes, two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space, and again, a beautiful courtyard garden with a deck, so got to love that.
You're going to be at 3 o'clock. You haven't got, yes, you've got 3 o'clock because the other two houses are together, Phil, in Alma Road. I wondered why it was on the hour, not the half hour. Jeremy Rosens brings down the curtain in his funky apartment, Phil, on Nepean Highway.
Gary, we love that property because it is two bedrooms, two bathrooms, basement car parking, and fabulous position. Walk to the beach from there, Gary.
Let's hurry into Sunday, Phil. We've got four auctions at 10:30. First one Jeremy Rosens is doing in Orong Road.
Two bedrooms, one bathrooms and a car space opposite Woolworths. Great location, great first home, great investment.
You're meeting Daniel Peer with the big guy. He's just had some surgery on his nose. Phil, got a big bandage across
Gary,
his nose. Poor
Gary,
son of mine.
Looked like he'd taken a beating from his mother.
Yes, he did look like he
but,
was.
Yeah. But he didn't. That was, that was something done to his...
Yeah, sinuses.
Sinuses.
Yeah, he looked a bit. He doesn't like the Hannibal Lecter jokes anymore. He's got over them. But he's going to be with you with his nose at 1 at 28
well,
Dunham Street.
Two bedrooms, one bathrooms, off-street car parking for two cars, Gary, and lots of period features there, and a great spot.
Ellison Road is a great address. So good is the address, Phil. I lived there.
You did, Gary.
Not
and
that place,
when you
but,
moved out of Ellison Road, the values went up. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, a lock-up garage, and a courtyard garden. We've sold in this development before. And well done to the developer there, a fellow by the name of Danny, who did a great job with that development.
He did indeed. Phil, at 11:30, I'm going to be auctioning a property in Grey Street. Now, I know this house. I've been in it. It's a great street. It's a great parcel of land. It's a great opportunity right in the heart of Caulfield South. Phil, it's got three bedrooms, plenty of parking, and it's a home you can move in, rent out, improve, knock down. a home of many opportunities. Phil, time to take a bath in Bath Street. Love that spot too, right in the heart of St Kilda. Jeremy Rosen's auctions for Nikki Janover.
Gary, two bedrooms, one bathroom, and a great opportunity as a, you can move into it, but it's certainly one to further improve.
And Glen Huntly, another suburb we love selling in, Phil. We are going to be selling with Jack Slater and Lior auctioning this property on Glen Huntly Road.
Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, with two car spaces, Gary. That's a beautiful apartment.
I don't know if there's any other streets in Caulfield, Caulfield South, Caulfield North, even in the area. They've got a park running through the middle, Phil,
well,
but Spring
Gary,
Road's got that.
Gary, if you don't know about another one, that goes to show how moronic and you can be sometimes, because there are two and they're actually about 500 metres away from each other. There is Spring Road and then there is Marara Road in Carowina, where there is another park that runs through the middle of the two.
That's different.
But other than those,
that's different.
Other than that one, Gary, Spring Road is an absolute treat. It is a very, very wide street, and as Gary correctly says, there is a massive park running right through the middle of this. Not that you need the park, because it's got this most beautiful back garden. In fact, like being in Port Douglas, that back garden.
I think you're being manipulative and unfair.
Four bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, and a double lock-up garage, and everything that opens.
I'm not talking about streets that have got parks, a park in them, and a street on all the side. I'm talking about a street that has a park in the street, Phil. It's very different. It's not the same thing.
It's exactly
No, it's not, because Marara Road is at one side and Carowina is on the other. Spring is on both sides
okay.
of the park.
So that's your way. That's your pathetic attempt at getting out of something that made you look ridiculous.
Clearly, you couldn't understand what I was saying, and I can see that it's over your head. So we'll move on to simpler matters, Philip. Let's go to Fallon Street, number 27.
Yes, Gary, that's a really good property. Three bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, off-street car parking, and you've got the most fabulous courtyard garden there as well.
Hillside Avenue is a wonderful street, Phil, and a beautiful location. You've got the auction on us at 1:30.
Gary,
it's the only auction at 1:30.
This is a beautiful one-owner home. They have built this themselves, four bedrooms, three magnificent bathrooms. Main bedroom, by the way, Gary, has got a sauna in the ensuite bathroom, which is just beautiful. Double lock-up garage, low maintenance. They've built this to a very high standard, so looking forward to that auction.
When I say Westbury Walkabout, what do you think of?
Westbury Walkabout.
Does that mean anything to you?
No, nothing at all.
Okay, so let's see. You know what? I'm just going to leave it out there, actually, Phil. Any viewer that knows what Westbury Walkabout means or refers to, let us know. And we've got tickets to go. Just ideas at GaryPeer.com. Let us know. Westbury Walkabout, does it resonate? Does it mean anything? What is or was or could it be? Come and
makes me think about our next auction at 406 at 77 Hawthorne
Road.
No,
we didn't talk about Westbury Street yet. We didn't actually talk about it.
Pardon, Gary.
We just talked about Westbury Walkabout.
Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, basement car parking, a fabulous building, walking distance, obviously. In fact, you just roll out of bed in the morning and have a coffee in Carlisle.
Gold class tickets to whoever knows Westbury Walkabout. Let's move on to 77 Hawthorne Road.
What a fabulous apartment that is, Gary. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, two car spaces, and check out the bathroom in that property. It is magnificent.
One of our two 330 auctions, and the second one is in Wanda Road. Been a lot of interest in this property. I'm not surprised. Great street. You're auctioning it at 330.
Yes, Gary, I love that property.
Get with the program.
It's been built ecologically environmental style property that is just surrounded by courtyard gardens, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, a double lock-up garage. That is a winner.
Phil, we bring down the curtain of a busy weekend. We're going to keep you working right up to 4:30, Phil, at 215 Bamber Road, a beautiful property to finish the weekend on.
Gary, I love this. I love these single-fronted semis. It gives you an opportunity to get into the market in your own home. That is two bedrooms, two bathrooms, beautiful entertaining areas, wraparound garden, off-street car parking, attic storage in the ceiling. That is a fabulous property, and all for under $1.5 million.
A bit of bam, bit of boom. That's the end of the show, Phil, although we've got one property to showcase
in
Field
Street.
I just want to showcase
this wonderful home. Number 18 Field Street is a freestanding home. Looks and feels like it's brand new. One owner property, they built it for themselves. This is a stunning property with four bedrooms, three bathrooms, beautiful entertaining areas, one of the best family rooms you'll see, because it overlooks a north-facing terrace and a north-facing garden. Gary, that is magnificent living. And we love, of course, that address. Field Street is in the heart of the action.
We call that the House of the Week, Phil, and we call that a big wrap on GPTV, where we review everything that's going on in real estate and everything else that's happening in the world. Tune in for your weekly dose every Tuesday afternoon. We will keep you advised as to what's going on in the world of property and real estate. That's a big wrap for this final November. We're going to be in December in a minute, I think, next week, Phil. Doesn't time fly? Are you having fun?
December, Gary.
Running
December.
Away.
We're going to be in December
what
next
did I
week.
Say?
November. We're currently in November, Gary. That's why I do the wrap. Thanks for watching, viewers. I'm Philip Kingston. Have a fantastic week.
Bye for now.